Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Meseches Menachos is dedicated to Leilu Nishmas Rabbi Chiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
We're learning Meseches Menachos Daf Sadlich Vav. The sugya here is discussing the inyan of Sfiris HaEmer. The Gemara is finishing off the different drashas that in hand to prove that Mimachos HaShamas means for Machos HaPesach. In the Braisa that it brought, it brings the following drasha. Miyayim Aviyachem Tisbru. It says in the Pasuk, from the time you bring the Eimer, that's when you start counting Sfiris HaEmer. Yochel Yikser V'yavi V'Eimer Seshiyutzi Yisper. You would think they have to do the Sfiris HaEmer right away, but start Sfiris HaEmer whenever you want. Tamalim Mehochel Chemesh B'Kamatachel Yisper. So you have to start the Sfiris HaEmer at the time of the Sfiris HaEmer. Mehochel Chemesh B'Kamam. When you start cutting the wheat. So maybe the ksira and the sira have to be right away, and the avar could be whenever you want. That the sira has to be the same time as the avar. So the sira has to be the same time as the ksira, meyachol chaymish bekama. And the sira also has to be the same time as the avar, miyayim aviyachem. So you see that the ksira and the avar have to be the same time. So maybe everything starts the day, the second day of Pesach, that's when you the Ktsira and the Svira and the Havra. It says it has to be 7 complete weeks, Tamimais. Amos had to might say, Sheva Shabbosis Tamimais, when are the 7 weeks going to be complete weeks? And the time that you start counting at night it's a complete day, that's a complete week. Mashengen, if you start in the morning, so then it won't be a complete week. Yachal yiksa v'yavi v'yisra b'layla. So maybe do everything, the ksira, the var, and the sri all by night. Tamalema miyayim aviyachem. You need a day. Haketzat, ksira usafira is b'layla. V'ava b'yayim. Ksira and sfira is at night, and the var is by day. Adkan de gemara. So Tesis, in Diva Maskel Zechel L'mikdash, brings the machlekes rishenim. If la halacha lemaisa, there is a chiyuv to be safer dafka b'layla, or you could be safer by yom. Taisus says, heicha the shachach lisma b'layla, pasuk b'hag shesayfer by yom. The b'hag paskins that you count by the day, as I state in the Rambam in the Talmidim Musafim Perek Zayin Lach Gimel shachach v'leimana b'layla meina by yom. You count by day if you forgot to count by night. And it means the raya from the Stam Mishnah later on the Afayin Aleph. It says mitzvasa b'layla liksev niksev b'yayim kasher that the ksira could be by day b'diavad. And the Gemara here learns out the ksira from the svira. So since the Mishnah lemaisa paskins that the ksira sa'imer is kasher b'diavad b'yayim, so that should teach us the paskin that the svira sa'imer is also kasher b'diavad b'yayim. But Benitam holds no. Benitam brings down the Mishnah in Megillah, which is also brought later in the Perek, that says, Kol alayla kasha l'ksira sa'imer. That Mishnah holds that you need dafka layla for ksira sa'imer. So since that Mishnah holds you need dafka layla for ksira sa'imer, so that's the psak. It brings raya, so we paskin like that Mishnah. And memela, who would then the sfira sa'imer should dafka be by night? So the Briski Rav and other mefarshim ask a shayla, that what's the Bahag's raya from the Mishnah? That the ksira could be by day, it's mavur in the sugya later, that man the emma holds, even if the ksira is a week before, it's also good. Now it's bishlaim if that man the emma held, you need the ksira on the second day of Pesach, you need the ksira in Dezai and Nisan. They don't have to do it by night, but the evidence is good enough by day. So then you could say, oh, so sahud and sfira sa'im, and they learn together, but the evidence must be you could do it by day. But since that Mishnah holds, the ksira doesn't have to be b'chlal l'shem Eimer. You could just take wheat that you were kaitzer a week before. I mean barley. So Eiva Zai. So maybe they do hold of Tamimais. Tamimais, the Gemara dashes on Tamimais, it has to be by night, and that's Likuva. And the ksira sa'imer, that man Yama happens to hold that there is no din that you need a dafka, a ksira sa'imer, but the evan, you could do the ksira sa'imer earlier. It's a good kasha, and Be'ez Hashem, we'll try to get to it when we do the shir in the Fayin Aleph. But Lamaisa, that's the Shittas of Ahag and the Rambam, that B'yayim B'diyavid is kosher, and the Shittas of Ben Itam is that even B'diyavid B'yayim is not kosher, so Machalik is Yushenim, and the Rosh, and the Ran at the end of Psachim, and the Mordechai at the end of Megillah, they paskin that because of the Machlokes, if you forgot by night, you should count by day without a bracha, and as they state in the Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Tov Pei Tes Sev Zayin. Now the Biskirov asks an interesting aura. He says he doesn't understand the pshat that you should have to count by night because of Tumimais. He says to me, Manavshach, let's say you didn't count in the beginning of the day, you counted a few hours into the day. Is that a chsar in Tumimais? Al-Kabonim, it's not li'ikuva. Because there's no halach, you have to count mamish the regular day starts. Elamai, when you count later, so the pshat is that day is counted. So it's called the sphere in the entire day. So how, why wouldn't that same thing apply when you count by day? What's the difference mitzad the hilchas tmimais if you count 10 hours after the night started, or 1 hour after the night started, or the next day? Either way, you're not counting in the very beginning. You're going to have to say that the beginning is included in your count, because since you counted that day, so the entire day is included. So what's the difference if you count by night or you count by day? Why isn't that shver in the Gemara? As Dr. Biskrov in the Gemara, I wouldn't think it's shver b'chalal. Because the Gemara was saying that maybe the din sphere saimus starts by day. If the din sphere saimus starts by day, so that's not 7 complete weeks. Because if you don't have b'chalal halacha to count the aimer before the day, so then that part is not in the count of the sphere saimer. But if the halacha is, you could count by night. That's when the sphere starts. So, Mimanavshach, if you're going to tell me that even if I waited 5 minutes and then I counted, that's not a chsar that I don't have 7 complete weeks because I counted that day and the whole day becomes counted. So why, what's the pshat that if I count 5 minutes before Leisa Shachar, so you're telling me I have to be mice, and then 5 minutes after Leisa Shachar, not, what's the chilik? As I affect the Rav Gavaldik Akasha. Now, Lechari, you have to say like this. You have to say that the Rishonim, who all are bothered with Tumimais when you don't count when you count by day, they learned up in the Gemara that Vice Dice is the difference between counting by night and counting by day. If you count by night, so then you have a Tumimais. And if you count by day, you're missing Tumimais. You have to say the night and the day are two separate chefzes. The night and the day are two separate chefzes. And you could say one of two oifanim, how to understand it. I was inspired this a little bit from the Ohr Letzion, which we're going to speak about a little bit, the Letzion Ad Mishol. It's not exactly what he says, but I was inspired from him. You could say it one of two ways. Either you could say, naming on the Rav's Yisai, that as long as I counted that day, that's called the sphere on the whole day. But Benigeya, that's Svara, the night and the day are two separate chefzes. If I counted by night, so kumtaisa means I counted the whole night. If I counted by day, so that doesn't mean I counted the whole 24-hour day. That means I only counted the day. The night isn't counted altogether. So as long as I counted by night, I have a full 24 hours. I have a full tmimais. If I didn't count by night, so counting by day doesn't make it a count of the night. Because that's how they learned up the Gemara, that the reason why the Gemara is being a raya, that Sfira Saima has to be by night. Because if you count by day, svelt and tmimais, that the night and the day are two chefzes. And if you count the day, that's not called counting the day, the ganze 24-hour day. That's only called counting the day and not the night. The Rishayin and Vaistis are learning up, not like the Rav. The Rav is saying, no, it's a whole day. It's a 24-hour day. It's one chefza. Now, if you have to count by day, then the night is added a cheshbon. And they all know. The fact that the count starts by day doesn't make it the etzim that there's a chsar and tmimis that the night isn't counted. I'm not, the night and the day would be the same chavsa, and counting by day is the shayach, the entire 24-hour day, so even if you weren't allowed to count by night, the night would be counted. In the Gemara state, that when you count by day, the night is not counted. So even if the halach is to count by night, but if you didn't count by night, you counted by day, after the day is counted, the night is not counted. Now, the Rambam says it's an nusach, and the Bahag also, the way Taisus says it, says that, shochach v'limonim b'laylam mayna b'yayim. The complete Lashon HaRam is like this. From Tchilas HaYayim Mayna, Lefichach Mayna b'laylam in El Shishas and Nisan, shochach v'limonim b'laylam mayna b'yayim. So it's mashman the Rambam b'etzim yayitzu in Yamayna b'yayim. And they bring out the Rambam is Lashitasa, because the Rambam holds that the Ksir HaSayim is also good enough b'yayim. It says Taisus is mashman. That's what's totally in the Bahag passes like the Stam Mishnah and Afayin Aleph that Ksiris Aimer can be Biyayim. So who then Ksiris Aimer is Biyayim? And the Benatam passes like the Stam Mishnah Megillah that Ksiris Aimer is Dafka Belayla. And Mele Ksiris Aimer is Dafka Belayla. And the Rambam knows that Ksiris Aimer is Biyayim. So Mele can be Biyayim. But the Rambam says it's Bidiyavid. And so does the Bahag. And the Rambam says, because Mitchilas Hayayim Moinim, Lefich Moinim Belayla, Shavlei Mana Belayla Moinim Biyayim. And the Rav says it's mashmas a din of tmimus. So Lenech and the Rambam like this: Avandit is a chsar in tmimus when you don't count by night. And it's like the Svara was saying, because the night and the day are two separate chefsis. And if you don't count by night and you count by day, so kumtay the night is not counted. But if you count by night, you have a full tmimus because lamaisi you count them by night, even though it took you a few hours till you count. But it doesn't matter. That's not aksarin tamimais. You have to be mayna belayla, he says. He doesn't say betchilas layla. You have to be mayna belayla. That's in the Rambam. So the Rambam holds that the etzim account of the day is a count of the whole day. An account of the night is a count of the whole night. And if you're missing the night, you're missing tamimais. But tamimais is a makiv with the evit. And that's the pshat. Shokach v'limana belayla mayna b'yayim. But the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tafei Tes says him shachach lisper betchilas halayla hilch v'sefer kol halayla. The Shulchan Aruch is mashma that there's a din mitzat tmimais to be sefer betchilas halayla, and if you shachach lisper betchilas halayla, then you hilch v'sefer kol halayla. So there's like a machlokes Rambam and Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam says umetchilas hayayim mayim lefichach mayim belayla, not betchilas halayla, lefichach mayim belayla. Shach v'leimana b'layla, mayna b'yayin. Rasheng in the Shulchan Aruch says that im shachach lisu b'tchilas alayla, hilach b'seif v'kol alayla. Right? There's a din to be seif b'tchilas alayla. And Nemes is the Makaris from Taisus here. Taisus that said, that holds, and we're going to get into this a little bit later in the year, that Sri Yisayim is derabanan, and you could be seif v'bein ha-shmashis. He says that it's better to be seif then, because then you're going to have tmimais. And then he says, Ve'ein Nira. Ve'ein Nira means to be safer earlier to get to me. This is Ein Nira. You have to be safer on the day. But Ve'istais, to get closer to the Tchilas of the day, is also more of a Svar of Tmimais. And the Pais commandments and say that. There's a big Shaila, the Alacha brings down the Maruk Tziyah that says you should be safer to resign before Ma'ariv. It's only when they David Ma'ariv early, so then they were safer after Ma'ariv because it wasn't yet Tzeisuk Echavim. But we would have a Ma'ariv at Seis and the Chavim should be Seifer Tzvi Yisayim before Ma'ariv. But the Paiskim don't hold that way. The Chagankov and others, they say, Tad the Kedem. But Al-Kabadim, the Shibur himself says to be Seifer before. Leinu wants to me, my Seis says, the earlier you're Seifer, the more Tumis you get. So Klerich Tining in this sheet are like this. Like we said, the day and the night are two different Chefses. And if you miss the night, see, that's called missing Tumimais. So male, if you're safer b'yayim, you're missing t'mimis, and this man, the Amma, holds that t'mimis is l'ikuva. Now, if you get part of the night, so it's already, it's not a chsar in t'mimis, because since you got at least part of the night, so that's called t'mimis, because you have every day and every night. I am missing a few hours. A few hours is not a chsar of t'mimis l'ikuva. As long as you had each day and each night, so male, that's not a chsar in t'mimis. Mashengin, if whatever you're missing is a sign of tmimus, it's not makiv. There's a tmimus that is makiv, where if you're missing an entire night or an entire day, there's a tmimus that's not makiv if you're missing a few hours, but you have the night, so then already that's not makiv, the tmimus. No. Not sure if the svar is so good. Al-Kofanim, that's the shittas. You have to be shaynim that whole day, you could be safe for the whole day, and it's not a certain tmimus. And could be you can learn because tmimus is not makiv. And that would stem with the Rambam that says that you doubt, and the Bahag also, which is Mashmal Chachili, you should be safer by night. Because then you'll have Tmimais. Because like we said, the night and the day are two different Chefsis. And as long as you're safer by night, that's called you have the whole night. But if you're only safer by day, it means you don't have the night. So you don't have Tmimais, but Tmimais is not Ma'akiv. And you have the Rishain, and then all the Tmimais is Ma'akiv. So if you miss the night, there's no way to get it. But even they hold that there is a Tmimais, it's not Ma'akiv. That if you miss some time in the beginning of the night, that is all a chsayin of tumis, but that tumis is not likuva. Now the other shmuz that Taisus has at the end of Taisus is Lagabe Tmimais, is what if you miss a whole day of Sfir Saimer? Taisus brings down, Eit Pasuk Malachas Gedeleis, Shem Hifsik Yom Echad Vaisaf Ashuveni Sefer, Mishun the Boy Tmimais. And Taisus says two things, Vatema Gedeluhu Vlo Yitachin. In that early Tzian, it's in Chelek Aleph Simul Amin Vav, he wants to teach, what's the Tema Gedeli Vlo Yitachin? What are the two things? So, he wants to tie now. The Kamachrein already say this. The Biskarov says this and that. What's the Machlekes? Why does the Bahag hold that if you miss one night, you're not Yitza? And Taisus holds that you are Yitza. So, a lot of people learn that the Pshat is because the Bahag holds is one big mitzvah. It's all one mitzvah. And Taisus holds, no, every night's the same mitzvah. Then this is the Sefer Achinuch says it pretty clearly. The Sefer Achinuch. And the mitzvah of Sirius Ayim, it says, Yesha Amru, Shemisha Shach, Vemen Mechot, She'ein Yachal Limnais, Ayid Ba'is Hashana, Fisha Kula Mitzvah Achasi. He teaches that the Akh is all one big mitzvah. The Rosh at the end of Psachim, when he brings the Das HaChalkim, he says, Shekol Echot, Shekol Ayla Mitzvah Fnei Atzmihi. It's Mash, but that's good for the Svaras HaMachleikis. Is it one big mitzvah, or is it every night a mitzvah? Zakhtar Litzian, to the Tame Gedali is to say that it's one big mitzvah. Stam, it's a tame gedele. Mechates is one big mitzvah. It sounds like every night's a mitzvah. And lo yitachin is we have a kasha on it. What's the kasha? Because why do you make a bracha every night? So the Biskarov says that the reason why you make a bracha every night according to the Bahag is that's the din b'chol ha-mitzvahs that if you're not being mekai in the mitzvah one time, you make a bracha on each chelik of the mitzvah. But it's all one big mitzvah. But I don't understand the Biskarov so well. Where do you find that din by all mitzvahs that if you're not mekayim at all at one time, you make a bracha on every chelek? The mashal, by bir chametz. We make a bracha al bir chametz on the bedikas chametz, even though you're not being mekayim the mitzvah all then, you're also destroying the chametz the next day, but you don't make another bracha. Well, let's say by tkiyas shefer, the Gemara says, at least according to one man, the Yom, if you hear nine tkiyas at nine different times in a day, so yates a tkiyas shefer. So you're going to make a bracha, l'shmaya kol sheifa, on each time you hear another tekiyah, because you're doing it at different times, you don't find such a thing. So that's how the Ohelet Zion is learning, that's the lo yitachin, that why do you make a bracha every night, if it's all one mitzvah? Divya Gris Tzvi Chamiyang says, what do you find by other mitzvahs, that it's one mitzvah, but since you're doing the different chalakim and the mitzvah at different times, you make a bracha on each chalak. Mechatesa. Al Kapanim, that's how the Olam learns up the machlaikis. That the Bahag holds it's one big mitzvah, and the Bali Taisis and the Rosh, and other Rishayim hold that it's all separate mitzvahs, and Mamela is not totally Habaha, each night is a separate mitzvah sphere. Now it bothers me a little bit, if you hold the Pshat in the Bahag is that it's one big mitzvah, so why do you say it's Tmimais? Typically, it's one big mitzvah, Vush Tetas and Tmimais. So the Rav says, Anusuch, that you learn that from Tmimais is one big mitzvah. I don't understand how you learn that from Tmimais is one big mitzvah. Also, you find the third shita. The Torah brings down from Rav Sadia Gaon that he held that if you miss the first night, then you don't count anymore. Because that's a chesaron tmimais. Hashem, if you missed any subsequent night, then you can continue counting. And the Ran at the end of Sacha brings a similar thing from Rav Yehuda Gaon. It brings Rav Hai Gaon that argues and says, look, I'm a tmimais, what's going to look the first night and all other nights? So you talk, I have to understand the pshat. What's the pshat in this third shita? If the machlokes is, if it's one big mitzvah, and then memela, if you're missing one night, you're not yetza, or the pshat is, it's every night's a separate mitzvah, if that's a machlokes, so what's the pshat at the first night, if you miss it, you're not yetza, and the other nights, if you miss it, you are yetza? What should be the chalik? So I think you could say another pshat, that be'emesin, even the bahag is maskim, that every night's a separate mitzvah. But that when you miss one night, you can't count anymore, is because there's a t'nai in the mitzvah. There's a mitzvah every night to count, but there's a t'nai. It's only called a count when it's t'mimais. If you're not counting b'oif and t'mimais, that's not the mitzvah of Sirius Omer. And I have come a raya sumishayim into such a yisait. Firstly, the Chumash Sedeshin, it's in Chelek Aleph Siman Lam and Zayin, it's brought in the Beis Yosef, that he talks about, what's it then if you're mesupik? Famous Shaila, what's it then if you're mesupik if you count in one night? So he says you can make a bracha mikana labo. And he says it's not sex maker. When you vada forget, you have to be chayshish for the bahag. I mean chayshish Yeah, chayish for the bahag that you don't akapadam when you bracha that you don't make a bracha, but by a suffik, you could be samech on Taisis and the Rosh that hold not like the bahag and hold that that you still could count. But he says loimi boya. If you remembered by day, then even when you vaday forgot by night, you could remember by day without a bracha. And he says, the mikri shapit to me mis hayav leidila gemechad legamri. So the chumas adeshin is mashma, that when you don't count by night and count by day, the reason why you can continue counting without a bracha is not because it's svek sveka. It's not because the shittas are all the yaitzah by day. So even though we're chayshish and we don't count with the bracha by day, v'alkabonim, it's a svek sveka. Safik may be yaitzah by day, and in this lami na yaitzah by day, maybe you can make a bracha even if you skip a day. He doesn't say that. He says, thus alone that you count it by day, it's called tumimus hevle dilegei mechad legamri. So you see, even though you were not yates in the midst of that day, because you weren't safer by night, but still called tumimus because you were dilegei mechad legamri. So that's a mashmais to what I'm saying. If it's all one big mitzvah and you miss the mitzvah one day, so it's all one big mitzvah, savadi, you can't count. But if the site is every night to set mitzvah, even according to the Bahag, knows that tonight you need to mimais, so the gabi the mitzvah is only considered a key of mitzvah if you count by night. But the gabi the tonight of tumimus, so by day it's also good enough. It's mikri shapit tumimus, hel ladilig emechad legamri. And as I also mentioned the Mardukai at the end of the second parak in Megillah, it's a nice tough gimel, that he says that the asher ben Yaakov Reb Yaakov, if you didn't bench by night, ma'ushi varach bayayim, so he says, "Schar sfira yavinulei, schar sfira bezmanai lo yavinulei." You get a schar sfira by benching by day, but not a schar sfira bezmanai. What does he mean? I think he means like we're saying, the mitzvah sfira saima has to be bezmanai. You don't get a mitzvah sfira saima. But Lamai said, "Is a sfira." Hotach Hashem a chaloy shem sfira. Since it has the chaloy shem sfira, so mele benigeya the other nights, it's called tumimais. It's mamish like what Trumas Hadeshin says. That's one raya. Another raya, the Bir Halacha in Siman Tov Pei Tes Sif Ches Niva Maslu Sefer B'Shayam, it brings from the Ritz Geis, it brings from Rav Haigayin, that what's the pshat that you could continue counting? What happened to the problem of Tumimah? He says you have a kim of Tumimahs by the Shvuos. It says Sheva Shabbosas Tumimahs Tiena. It says you need 7 Tumimahs weeks, and since you counted each week, that's considered Tumimahs. You have a kim and a din Tumimahs by Shvuos. And he also says that if you forgot one day, so the next day you could say, yesterday was kach v'kach, and today is kach v'kach. So mainly you're making up the tmimus by saying that yesterday was kach v'kach. Like if you missed the first day, the next day you should say, esmal hayim, echa b'yim, v'yayim, yim sheni b'yim. If you're going to say the Yisayda Davar is, it's all one mitzvah, and if you missed one night, you don't have the mitzvah because it's all chalakim ha'makim and one mitzvah, so how would you be able to make it up the next night? The ma'aseh, you don't have a sphere that night. But if you say there's a t'nai of t'mimus, then it makes sense as your ha'igayin. There's a t'nai of t'mimus, taka. According to Vagas, ma'akev emeli, you can't count. And we're saying, no, you can mekayim the t'nai of t'mimus by the fact that the weeks, you have the weeks that are t'mimus, or you're going to say, yesterday was kach v'kach, that's a kim and a din t'mimus. So it's not much the Bahag held that way, because the Bahag held that you can't be Mekayim the Din Tumimai Sayyidei the week Sayyidei by saying yesterday. Bahag held you're not safer. But it makes sense. Once we see in Yishreinim that they mask him to the Din Tumimai. Now they say you can Mekayim the Din Tumimai Sayyidei Shvui or Sayyidei saying yesterday was Kach V'Kach. So it's more Mestabit Lin Bahag also. It's not the Pshat he holds this one big mitzvah. The Pshat is he holds that you need Tumimai as a Tanai of Tumimai, but you can't be Mekayim the Tanai Sayyidei these Eitzes. The male Lefizeh, you could say pshat in Rav Sadia Gaon that way. That there should be a chilek the first night and other nights. Because if you miss the first night, so come there's the first night, there's no way to count the first night. If you miss the first night, so come there's, you didn't count 7 full weeks. You missed the first night. Mashenken, once you made the first night, so even if you skip the subsequent day, and then you count now, let's say you skip the second night, and now you're counting the third night, so maybe he holds it is called Tumimais. Because I started not 1, I didn't count 2, but I counted 3, so 2 is implied. It's like an esmal kach v'kach. If you didn't count 1, there's no way to make up the 1. I didn't count it. It wasn't counted. Here, I counted this day as 1, so I didn't count 2. But now, when I got to 3, I counted 3. That's considered like a tumimistic accounting. That's how I would explain the shita of Sandy Gain or Rav Yehuda Yigain, that makes the chol the first night and the other nights. Shuv, I saw the Ikis Svar in the Arletzin, Chelek Alvasim Lamed Vav, and he brings some of the rice from the Nesi Mahid. He wants to say from this, Halacha L'maisa, there's a shiloh where a lot of contemporary Achreinim, or Achreinim from the previous star, speak about what if someone's going to be planning having an operation during the days of Sfira, and it's going to be out for a few days. So could he make a bracha d'vaylo? He's planning an operation right after Pesach. Can he make a bracha d'vaylo? What do you say? Since he knows he's going to miss, so Mele can't make a bracha. So Rabbi Tzina and Mishal, a lot of Pesachim held that way. There might be other timing. But he said he can make a bracha because, like we're saying, if you say it's all a mitzvah achas, so he knows he's not going to be able to do mekai in the mitzvah, so he can't make the bracha. But if the pshat is a t'nai, you need t'mimais, the vayla is doing t'mimais. So the t'nai of vayla is niskayim. So Mele has no problem with him making a bracha until he misses. So that, I think, is not so mukhrich. Even if you say the svar of it is a t'nai of t'mimais, but you could say that the t'nai of t'mimais goes back to Mefrei also. The vayla was t'mimais, but never ended up being t'mimais, so I didn't have a kiyum altogether. Bemis in the Mishnah Berurah brings that Noshim shouldn't make a bracha because it's likely they'll forget. There is a chidah that holds that way, that a person knows he's going to forget, he knows he's going to miss, whatever it is, he shouldn't start with a bracha. And there might be other svaris why he can make a bracha. Maybe it's called a svek sveka, maybe you don't know for sure, ukadayma. But I think this might be also a good etzah for the Minchas Chinuch Shaila. A lot of people speak about the Minchas Chinuch Shaila. What about a katan that's in Zgadol during Sviyas Haimer? So the Shaila is, can he make a bracha? See, a katan can make a bracha al tzchinuch, but now he's a gadol. Mestama, he doesn't have a chiyuv chinuch anymore, mestama. So he has to make a bracha only mitzad the ikah chiyuv of Sirius Haimer. But the shaila is, he wasn't yaitzad ikah chiyuv of Sirius Haimer, because he was a katan till now. Unless you say katan. Zosam mechuyuv min derabanan. That's what they speak about. But lefid vareinu, that the pshat and the bahag is not that it's one mitzvah, and you need the whole mitzvah to be yaitzad the mitzvah. And Shai said, tonight, you need Tumimais. So it could be a cotton sphere also has a shame sphere to be called Tumimais. Just like the Chumash Hadesh is saying that a sphere is Yoim, even though it's not the mitzvah, but it's called Tumimais. However, a dealing in Echel the Gamri. Like the Mordechai that says, a sky sphere lekav, a sky sphere bizman lekav, a sky sphere ikka. Or just like the Ritzkei says, it's Tumimais to say, Esmal hoyakach v'kach. Alright, the bag doesn't hold that way. But if your mamish counted every day, you just weren't the bachayuva b'chay gavna. And maybe even the gerish in his guy would work. If someone knows he's going to become a ger, the bezin's going to make him a ger in mitten svira, and he starts counting every night svira, so maybe that work, even though it's b'chal not a mitzvah. But if we're saying it's not pshat's one mitzvah, it's just a t'nai of t'mimis, he has a t'nai of t'mimis. The tzarechim b'zeh. And now, let's go right to another Indian in Svir Sa'im, the Gemara brings down Abaya, Gufa Amr, Abaya, Mitzvah L'mimni Yoyme, U Mitzvah L'mimni Shvui. It's a mitzvah to count the days, and a mitzvah to count the weeks. Rabbanan Dver Vashi, Manu Yoyme, Umani Shvui. Rabbanan Dver Vashi, they also counted both the days and the weeks. Ameyme, Umani Yoyme, V'loy Mani Shvui, Amr Zeichel Amikdashu. Ameyme just counted the days, he didn't count the weeks, he said Zeichel Amikdash. So we ruggle. And counting the days, we count each day. Starting from Yom Echad, we count each day and we say, what day is it to the Omer from 1 till 49? And we also count the weeks, meaning that when it comes the first week, we say, Shehem Shvu Echad Ba'Omer. And subsequently, every day, we say, Shehem Shvu Echad V'Yom Echad, Shehem Shvu Echad U'Shnei Yomim U'Kadayma. That we're counting the weeks, meaning that we're counting the first week, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, it's 1 week, and then it's 1 week in 1 day, 1 week in 2 days, 1 week in 3 days, 1 week in 4 days, 1 week in 5 days, until it's 2 weeks, v'chuli. So, kum deis l'didan, counting yaymi means just counting the days straight, from 1 to 49, and counting shvui means to count every day of the first week, just counting the days until you finish a week, and after you finish a week, saying it's 1 week, and then counting the days till the second week, v'chuli. And as I state in the Rishonim, the Makarish from Kamer Shein, the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs, Mitzvah Kufsa Machalov says it, the Sefer Achinuch and Mitzvah Shinvav, the Rosh and the Chuv is Klachov, Dalet, Oisid Gimel, and the Ran at the end of Sachem, they all bring this. They bring that to other Shittas, but they bring it as our Minig. Some say that this way you should do Lahitzi Mikal Safik, but on Kabbanim, if the Minig is Mikra Din, that's how I understand. Yoimi is the Taich. Counting, you have to count 50 days. Every day, what day is it in the Minyan from 1 to 50? And Shvui is a tight, so you have to count every day. We were holding in the minion of 7 weeks. one day, a week in a day, 2 weeks in a day, v'chuli. But there are actually two other shittas in Rishonim in the mitzvah of minni yom, the mitzvah of minni shvi. The Baal Amar, at the end of Psachim, and the Ran there holds it that he has the richtig of pshat, zok the Ran, and the Mordechai also brings it at the end of the second parak of Megillah. He brings it, the Rav Yos says it, b'shem, what he found in the Tshuvas Hagoyin. They only count the week at the end of the week. You don't have to say every day we were holding in the weeks and the days. For Shteitzach, 11 is a week, and then and 4 days. Just at the end of each week, you say that's the end of the week. Every day you count the day, and when you get to day 7, you say, Shmuach Loimer. When you get to day 14, you say, Shnei Shavuos Loimer. In other words, the way I understand it, Minyan Shavuos, you don't do every day. Minyan Shavuos, you do every week. When you finish the week, that's when it's chal, the chiv of Minyan Shavuos. That's why the Ran likes the pshat, because Minyan Yomer means you count every day, and Minyan Shavuos means you count every week. What's this thing about saying Shehem Shavuos Echad v'chuli? Then there's a third pshat that the Mordechai brings from Rabbeinu Ephraim, a tourist who brings this pshat, that faker. When you're counting Yomi and Shvui, you count each day till 7. When you get to the seventh day, you don't say, Hayom Shmoy Miyamim Shem Shvu Echad V'yam Echad. You just say, Yom Shvu Echad V'yam Echad. Yom Shvu Echad V'shnei Yamim. And you don't count the day. You just count the day as it pertains to the week. Because you already counted for the first week, Zakdeh. And the Ran says that the Mordechai says that's the hebuch of the other pshat. We do both. We count each day, and we count every day the days that we were holding how many weeks and how many days. There's a pshat to say just count each day, and at the end of the week, count each week. But during the middle of the week, you don't have to count how many weeks and how many days. What's epis? You count the days, and the week means you count at the end of the week. And there's a pshat the other way, that the way you chaperain both weeks and days is that when you get after the week, you say, Shvu Echad V'yayim Echad. To me, it sounds like, according to Rabbeinu Ephraim, that's how you count Shvui. You can't just count Shvui at the end of the week. You have to count Shvui. Every day you have to be counting Shvui. That's how you count Shvui. How do you count weeks? Every day you count the day. When you finish in the week, you say that this makes a week, and then you start the next week. That's how you count Shvui. Advice to see holds that every time you're counting Shvui, mainly you're counting Yomi. You don't have to spread ice the days, but mainly you're counting Yomi. So in a Harami, there's really no way to count Shvui without Yomi, I think, according to Ben Ephraim. If it only say Yomi, it's Yomi. Now that we're saying Yomi Ushvui, so you do it in a way of Shvui, every Shvui is Yomi Ushvui. As I verstehe Pshat, Ben Ephraim. Now, Meim only counted Yomi, and he says, because it's Zechel Mikdash. And we don't bask like a Meimer. All the priests can pass like a baya. It's not because they're a bon and the bear of Ashi did that way, they're the rabbin. But there is a machlekes apaiskim if the pshat is that hagufa, they hold it's not al zechel mikdash. They hold it's their isa. So mele, we pass that Sri Isaim is their isa. Well, no. Everyone's maskim it's zechel mikdash. Everyone's maskim it's their rabbanan. Now that we don't bring the aimer, everyone's maskim it's their rabbanan. Just that may mele that because it's zechel mikdash, mele only meini yaim and at shui. And everyone else, Abaye and Rabban the Rav Ashiel, no, even though it's Zeich Lamikdash, she's still minding both Yemi and Shvui. See, the Ran says that Rav Mefarshim hold that it's the Rabbanan, the Baal Amar in Psachim says it's the Rabbanan, the Rajman Chuvah Sim Kuvcha Vav says it's the Rabbanan, the Sefer Achinuch Mitzvah Shin Vav says it's the Rabbanan. That means in the Bialach, and I noticed the Birk Yosef also quotes the Sefer Achinuch that it's the Raisa, but L'chay it's Shveh, I mean, the Sefer Achinuch that we have says Klar it's the Rabbanan. And that's what Taisus holds. Taisus says, "Halacha l'maisa, suffach hashecha yachal levarich, vein tzarach lamten shevad neilayla, kevin shesveka derabanan." That you can count bein hashmashes as a suffach derabanan. So here's kama paiskim. Taisus, the Roshim sachem all the way, the Ran, the Rajba, the Chinuch, and the Tur, and the Shulchan Aruch all paskim as derabanan. But the Rambam paskim as deraisa. And that misses the Bi'al Lacham, in Simon Tav Beites, he wants to be matzdik our minig, we take a wait for Tzeisek HaChav V'Sir Yisrael, we don't count Bein HaShmashes, even though the Shulchan Aruch says you can count Bein HaShmashes, because he brings Kamer Yishayin that hold this Dereisam, they're all Mashmayis, and not Mamash Mokha, but this is what he holds. He brings the Rabbi says that way that you shouldn't count Bein Hashmashes because Kam Rishon holds the Raisa. The Rambam, I'll call him the Rambam, holds the Raisa. Now the Kasim Mishnah is already Meir in the Ran. Mecha tasted it. Why does the Rambam say it's the Raisa? A Meim Elder was Echel Amikdash. Elamai, because they don't pass him like a Meimat because they're Rabbanan. The Beravashi, Womaini Yemu, Womaini Shvi. Why can't you learn Pasha Taich? That the Macholik is in Zechel Amikdash. A Meim El Zechel Amikdash. You don't have to do the whole thing. You just have to do Maini Yemu. And then they all know, even though it's Echel Amikdash, you do everything. So there's a shtickel from the Rav brings from Reb Chaim, Chazayin Yecheskel also says the same shtickel, that let's say one year they happened not to bring an Omer, Bezman Abayis. They happened to forget to bring an Omer, they didn't have Sarim, they didn't bring the Omer. So that year there's no Chiyus Sur Sarim, I mean they're Isa. I mean, Rabbanan also, he was saying it's Al Zechel Amikdash, that year no one has to count Sur Sarim. The Kamban Zagan, no, even if they didn't bring the Omer, but the Pshat is, when it's Roy, when you Roy to bring the Omer, when there is a Chiyav Avos Omer, so then there's a Dinsri Omer, Mashayin Kain, Bisman is there, there's no Chiyav Bechal, he can't bring the Omer, so male, there's no Sri Omer. So Tainer Reb Chaim, that would only stim if you hold that, Kedush Rishayin, the Kitchel Shayin, the Voy Kitchel Asalavat. You hold that there's no Kedushas and Mikdash, there's no Din HaKrovet today. Mashenkin, if we pass in the Rama pass him a Kivin of Rishayin Bais, Machalik Zishayinim, the Rivadol's not there. If the Rama pass him a Kivin of Rishayin Bais, passes like those Tanon, that you don't need a base of Mikdash to make a carbon. So Mamela, you could bring the Omer today. Might have technical reasons why you can't bring the Omer. A common time when there was a big tumult, should you, allowed to bring carbonis today, carbon tzibu, which is the echetumah. Shaz, we don't have kanam michasim, we don't have big dekuna, we don't know exactly where the mark of mamizbeach is. And I, svaris, we don't know how to make the big dekuna, whatever the svaris are, why you can't bring karbanis today, or maybe we have to be chayshish or rishayim that hold, that you don't, we don't pass the makiv mashibayim afishayim bayis. But the Rambam that holds makiv mashibayim bayis, so even the technical reasons why you can't be makrivit today, but it doesn't change the halacha, is roi for an omer memela, that's why according to the Rambam it have to be that sviris omer is the raisa bizman is there. That's tainer Reb Chaim, kishmak ishtikl. Now the Bishkrov is also married another Shaila. What's Bechlal Pshat and Amemar? Why would Amemar say that since it's Zechel and Mikdash, Memela, you're not Meina Shvui? Why don't you say Kol HaTikin Rabban and Kain Deraisa Tikin? So it's Zechel and Mikdash, so what? Why shouldn't they make the same Tzuris and Mitzvah that they had Mizmana Mikdash? You have a similar thing by Lulav. You find that by Lulav, you take Lulav all 7 days Zechel and Mikdash, you don't have the same Sulim. The psulim that are yantiv rishon don't have the psulim the whole 7 days, but why not? Why don't you say kol ha'tikin rabbanan kein deraisa tikin? So the Brisker Rav says that's not the pshat that they were misakin the mitzvah of sirius ha'imim midrabbanan zechel amikdash. They were misakin the mitzvah lulav zechel amikdash. The pshat in the sirius ha'imim is to do a zechel amikdash. This is how we do a zechel amikdash. It's not pshat we're doing a mitzvah sirius ha'imim. Why are we doing a mitzvah sirius ha'imim zechel amikdash? No. With the mitzvah that we're doing is a mitzvah of Zechel HaMikdash. We're remembering the Beis HaMikdash, remembering what they did in the Beis HaMikdash. So, Melody, you don't have to do the whole thing with all the Pratim and the Ketukim. Avadis and Sky and the Zechel without it. Ad Kedei Kach, that's what Rishayim are learning in the Rambam, that if you hold, you need Yom Yishvui, that would have to mean you hold this Deraisa. Yes, we said over from the Griz B'Shem the Grach. Another reason why the Rambam holds Deraisa, because he could bring the Omer today. But the Kesef Mishnah and the Ran's reason is that the Rambam held, if you count Yom Yishvui, you're saying it's Deraisa. Why? Because Amem is a part of the story. Zechel and Mikdash is not the Pshan that they were Misakin. This mitzvah, the time why they were Misakin, it was Zechel and Mikdash. Zechel and Mikdash means they were Misakin to do a Zechel and Mikdash. Avada Zechel and Mikdash, you're doing with the Yom Yosso. He brings Rai, the Rishayim, the Balamar at the end of Psachim and the Shal Shuas Raj Rasim Kuch Avav. They stelled sich on the Shaila. Why don't we make Shechiyonu on Sviya Seimer? I got the Shaila. It's a mitzvah above Mizman Lizman. Why don't you make Shechiyonu on Sviya Seimer? So the Baal Meir's teretz is, because the Sviya Seimer, he says a couple of things, but among them, he says the Sviya Seimer doesn't have a knot, it has tsar, it's agmas nefesh. It's remembering the churban. As Dr. Biskarov, if the pshat is, it's a mitzvah Sviya Seimer. Now was then, the reason why they're masakin it is because it's Echel HaMikdash. But the mitzvah is a mitzvah. Savadi Shemek Shechiyonu. Teretz says, in the Baal HaMar state, the mitzvah is to make a Echel HaMikdash. when you're doing a mitzvah of Zeichel HaMikdash, there's no simcha in that. The mitzvah of Zeichel HaMikdash is a tzar. So now you don't make shechianu. So you see the biskei rov's yisayin. So I want to thank for this yisayin another kasha that the Sharetzion asks. Shaz b'di'evit, let's say you were mayne yayman, you were mayne shui. So a lot of the chreinim say, if you were mayne yayman, you were mayne shui, b'di'evit yayis, you don't have to be safer again. The Knesset HaGdolah, the Magen Avraham, the Chag Yankov, come achreinim paskin that way. And some achreinim on the fakvik. First of all, the Ashit is the oldest deraisa, the Rambam. But besides that, the Sharetzion there, in Siman Tav Pei Tes of Kontes, he asks, Mehecha teisi yayis b'di'evit yayman with that shui. A Meila said a svar that since it's Eichel HaMikdash, so Meila, you don't need Yom with that Shui, but we don't pass in that way. We pass like a Bayi, like the Rabban and the Be'er of Ashi. No, they were minor the Yom with the Shui. So Mehech Reis and B'di'evin Yates with the Yom without the Shui. Why should you say that? They didn't hold it a svar that the Tekana was only Yom below Shui because of Eichel HaMikdash. And he says, he has a Raya, Lamaisa, the Rif, the Bahag, the Ritzkeyus, a lot of others didn't bring down Bechlal HaMeimar. Then bring down a Meimar altogether. If it's negay to b'di'evit, they should have brought down a Meimar. Elamai, they hold that we pass in Sviris HaYim as their Isa. So Koshken, we should pass in Sviris HaYim as their Isa if all these Rishayim hold that way. So it's much one of two things. Either they held that Sviris HaYim is their Isa, or they held that even if it's Darabanan, Yayim and Shvui is Likuva, otherwise they would have to bring a Meimar. Balkabanim le'ika kashyasai, that mehecha tesa, to say Yetzi b'di'evit, but Yayim and b'lein Shvui, lefinibis krav is good. Everyone's maskim that the mitzvah is not a mitzvah serious aimer. It's a mitzvah to make a zeichel mikdash. Navas, Abaya, and the Rabban and the Ravashi held that Avada, you do the zeichel mikdash the way they did it in the mikdash. But Avada, you could be mekayim b'di'evit a zeichel mikdash without it, as long as the mice you have a zeicher. That's what I think Pshat and Achreinim is. The machleikis, Abaya held even lechatchila just do a zeicher. Abaya said, no, lechatchila, you should do exactly the way it did in the base of mikdash. Well, if the mitzvah is achrak to make a zeichel mikdash, and that's even the maskana, and that's why we don't make a shechiyona like the Baal HaMaor says, so then it makes sense that al kapanim b'di'evit, I made a zeicher, so I was yotzei the mitzvah making a zeicher. There's also ground on this inyan a very mechudish to Rabbeinu Yerucham. We said, Rav Rishayim hold that the mitzvah serious aim is manazez, the Rabbanan, the Rambam holds the Raisam. The Bialacha brings other Rishayim to hold as Deraisa. Rabbeinu Yerucham seems to hold that the mitzvah of Yemi is Deraisa, and the mitzvah of Shvui is Derabanan. He has some shot, I don't know exactly what it is, that Ameima money Yem Vlay money Shvui doesn't mean he wasn't money Shvui altogether. He means he was money Yemi mi Deraisa and money Shvui al Zechel HaMikdash. See, the Rambam, in Sefer HaMitzvahs, Simakusa Machalaf, he asked the Kasha, he says, why aren't we Maina, Yayim and Shvui as two separate mitzvahs? Why do we count it as one mitzvah? Why don't we count it as two separate mitzvahs, like Shalyan and Shoresh by Tfilin? So he says, it's one mitzvah. He says, if it would be two separate mitzvahs, we'd make two separate brachas. We'd make a bracha on counting Yayim and a bracha on counting Shvui. He also says, if it's two separate mitzvahs, so then we would count the Yayim separate, and we count the Shvui separate. Like at the end of every week, we count the Shvui. But it's one mitzvah to count the Yomi and Shvui. That's why we count the Yomim and we say, Shehem Shavu Echad V'Yom Echad. We make it into one thing because it's one big counting. But Rabbeinu Yerucham says, very interesting, he says it's Taka two mitzvahs. And he says, V'zman HaBayis, they Taka did a bracha on both. And he also says, V'zman HaBayis, they didn't say Shehem Shavu Echad V'Chuli. It was two mitzvahs. They counted the Yomi separate, they counted the Shvui separate. But today, we count the Yomi Mideraisa, and we count the Shvui al Zeichel HaMikdash, and in Mele, we don't make a separate minyan for the Shvui. We just incorporate the minyan of the Shvui together with the minyan of Yomi, because the only reason why we're doing Shvui is Zeichel HaMikdash, so we don't make a separate minyan of Shvui. That's Rabbeinu Yerucham Shita, very Mechudish Dika Shita. And now let's see the next Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Katsru, they cut the barley in a snu, b'kubais, they put it in boxes, have you la'azara, and they brought it to la'azara, v'yamahavim oisa b'arik, they l'kayim by mitzvahs kali, divrei Rabbi Meir. They would take the barley stalks, and singe it in fire, in order to mekayim the mitzvah of kali. It says, in takav minchas bikurim la'ashem, which means the minchas ha'imer, of Kali Be'esh, Geras Karmel has to be Kali Be'esh, to be kind of the mitzvahs Kali, they would singe the stalks to fire. And then, Rashi explains, the Chum hold that they didn't do the burning, they didn't do the singeing, the roasting while it was stalks. Shemaiah says that they would put the stalks on fire, and that would be Mekayim the Mitzvah's Kali. And the Chum say no. First they would thresh it. They would thresh it gently with kanim and kulchais, so it shouldn't be mismayach, so it shouldn't get crushed. And then they would put it in the oven, they would put it in a kli, and in that kli, it had holes in it, and they'd have a fire under it, and that's how they would do the kali. So it's a machlekes, they do the kali in the stalks, or they do the kali in the kernels. Now Rashi learns that kadesh le'ismayach is going on the method of the disha they use. Kadesh le'ismayach means so it shouldn't get crushed. What did they do so it shouldn't get crushed? They used these kanim and kulchais instead of a makel. Tfu yevesha, Rashi says, use a makel, use a stick. This, they use a stalk. The kanim and kulchais, so it shouldn't be mismayach. So that's a little bit schwer. Why is that brought in necessarily in the machlokes Rameh and the Chachamim? L'chayre, whether you do the kali before the disha or after the disha, shouldn't affect how they did the disha. So the Keren Ayur says in Rashi, simply, that if they already used the fire, they singed it with fire before, so already it was hard, so then they could do the same method as the Tvu Yevesha. But according to the Chachamim, that they didn't, they did the kali later, after it was done, they did it in a kli, so Mamela was soft, it was soft, so Mamela you can't use the makel, you have to use a kanan and kulchas kadesh lo yisyavish. That's the Pasha Taich in the Mishnah, according to Rashi. Mamela says that you put the fire there so Mamela gets hard, so you don't have to use kanan and kulchas. They might say, no, we don't do the fire, we don't do the kli in the fire until after the disha. You do the kli on the kernels, and you put them in a big kli. And Avav Shal Nechayshis, Menukav. So therefore, it's still very soft at the time of the disha, so you have to do the disha gently, Kadesh Lo Yismayach. But the Keren Ayur points out that the Rambam holds that Kadesh Lo Yismayach is going on the fact that you do the disha first. In other words, that they use kind of a kolchas, that's a regular method of disha. That's not any chiddush. That's why the Rambam in the Yad doesn't bring down a din how to do the disha, do it, but kind of a kolchas. Because he's learning that that's the regular method of disha. The Kadesh le'ismayach is explaining why the Chacham argued with Rameh. Why did the Chacham say that you do the disha first? Because if you would do the fire first, it'll be mismayach, it'll get crushed from the fire, it'll get ruined from the fire. So that's why you do the disha first. And the Gemara explains, Rameh holds feket. The only way to do kali properly, melamed she'yisrael mahavim ma'aseh be'esh te'lekayim mitzvahs kali, divrei Rabbi Meir, the Braisa says. That the only way to properly do the mitzvahs kali is by being mahavid be'esh while it still stalks. Meshein necham say no. Ein kali, ein lashin kali el davar acher. Ein lashin kali el davar kolol, like avav shel kloyes. Which means that you can mekayim the kali with a kli. So mamela, it's better to do it that way. Kadesh le'ismayach. That's what the Keren Ayur says. That's how he's learning up the Pirush Mishnayos LeRambam. So according to Rashi, the Ramei that says you have of them first, so merely use a regular method of disha. Rashi again, according to the Chacham, that you not have of them first, you have to use the softer method of disha. Kadesh le'ismayach. And according to the Rambam, they do the same method of disha. But Rabbi Meir says is a din kolis mechayiv that you have to mechayiv them first, and the Chacham say no, it's not mechayiv you have to mechayiv them first, and the Meila you're not mechayiv them bedafka kadesh lo yismayach. Is a brisker Rav, he's saying this in the Pirush Mishnayos LeRambam, but the Pirush Mishnayos LeRambam reads better like the Keren Ayur that we said, that the pshat is or Meir holds you need bedafka to burn it when it's shibalim, and the Chacham say no. It's okay to be mahav of them, to roast them afterwards while the kernels, and mainly you should do that bedaf kadesh lo yismayach. But he says a pshat in the Gemara, the Brisker Rav, in the Gemara alone it's pretty good. He says, what does the Gemara mean? That Rameya says, kali beish malama she yisroel mahavam mais beish kadeh lakayim by mitzvahs kali. What's this lashon kadeh lakayim by mitzvahs kali? Same thing in the Mishnah, mahavam mais barak deh lakayim by mitzvahs kali. What's this lashon of mitzvahs kali? So he wants to say, it could be the machlekes remain the chum is like this. Rav Meir holds that Koli is a mitzvah. Koli is a pshat. You have to expose the serum to fire. That's what Koli means. It's a mitzvah's Koli. So that's done when it's Shibolim. That's when the fire will be able to actually singe the serum without burning them, is when it's Shibolim. You put the Shibolim on fire, and that's a keem of the mitzvah's Koli. Mashiach and the Rabbanan say, no, Koli means that they're roasted. That they're roasted in fire. The way you roast things in fire is through a kli, through av shel nechayshes. In other words, Rabbi Meir is saying koli doesn't mean that the chitim become kloyos, the chitim become roasted. Koli means that you expose them to fire. So you do that when they're shibolim. That's how they become actually exposed to the fire. Otherwise, you need a kli in the way. Mashiach Chacham say no. Koli means that they're roasted. They don't become roasted well when you burn them in fire. They become roasted when you put them in a kli. So that's a taich of koli. Koli is not a verb telling you an action that you have to do with it. The mitzvah's koli. Koli is the method of preparation that they become koli, the noun that's an adjective of the thing. They become roasted. That's done with the ovav of nechayshes. Now one more thing. The Mishnah goes on, you put them in the Azara, the wind blows it, and then you put it in Chayim Shel Grusais, you put it into a coarse mill, and you get a Yisarin, which is Menufa B'Shalash Esri Nafet, you have 13 sifting, and then Vashar Nifta V'Nechal L'Chal Adam, and the rest you pay them, and then anyone can eat it, V'Chayim B'Chal U'Patim in a Meiser. Yechayiv in Chal, because Chal is B'Shaz Gilgal, by the time it was B'Shaz Gilgal, by the time you needed the dough, it was already not Kekdash anymore. So that's what is the Chayiv Chal. Upatim in a Meisa, because Meisa is telling the Meruach. By the time of the Meruach, it was still hektish. When it's hektish, it's patim in a Meisa. Bekiva mechayiv v'chal v'meisa. And Bekiva says that it is chayiv in Meisa. And the Gemara had two pshatim, why are Bekiva old zichayiv v'meisa? The first pshat was, are Bekiva old zichayiv v'meisa because he holds Meruach hektish ainai pater. The fact is, Meruach hektish doesn't pater for Meisa. But the Gemara brought a raya from a Braisa nor, Bekiva's mask on the Meruach hektish does pater for Meisa. So he says the reason Rabbi Kiva is Mechayev and Meiser is because according to Rabbi Kiva, the hektish was only chal on the part that you needed. The rest was never hektish. Taisa says, Amelul doesn't need pedia when he's pedia only on Zegzerish, la Yemu, hektish yaitzib alaypinyan. But the pshat is the only part that was used. That's the only thing that was mitchila hektish. So on the havman of the Gemara, Rabbi Kiva held that the reason why Mechayev and Meiser is because Meruach hektish ain't a peiter. So Taisa says he has another kasha. If that's so it's tevel. And you can't bring tevel from Menachos because you need Mashki Yisrael. You need something Mutali Yisrael. So Taisa is asking a kasha. It's only a kasha in the Havmina. If you hold that Meruach Hektish is Mechayiv in Meisus, it doesn't patter, and it would be tevel, so how would you eat to the Omer without taking Meisus from it? And Al-Karchi didn't take Meisus from it because it says that the rest of the stuff is chayiv and meiser. So I says, you didn't take meiser from it. So how would you eat to the oim without taking meiser from it? So Taisus is saying, have a matzal l'mifrich. In other words, it's enichanami. It's only a kash in the havmina. And enichanami, the Gemara could have asked that if you're going to say meruach hektish doesn't pater, so b'chol you can't be eat to the oim because it's devil. It's not mashki Yisrael. As I fact Taisus. So the Karinayra wants the clay to answer Taisus kasha. He brings the Yushalmi and Chala that in Perek Gimel Lacha Dalet that says this same Rav Kana that Rabbi Kiva holds Meruach Hektish doesn't patter and doesn't, and the Yushalmi blames with that Lamaskana. That's Rabbi Kiva Shita. So Lachayo Bishver, what happened to the problem of Mashki Yisrael? So the Karinari wants to say Yisai that even if you hold that Meruach Hektish doesn't patter, that's only after you paid it. Then you're going to be chayiv. But kolzman that it's hektish, it's not going to be tevil. Kolzman it's hektish, you don't have to come on to the din that meruach hektish patters. Stam. On hektish is no chayiv chumas and meisus. The chayiv means balapatish, because tevil comes because the Torah is mechayiv chumas and meisus. On hektish is no chayiv chumas and meisus, so it's not tevil. Until someone is paid it from hektish and gets it from hektish, it wouldn't be shaykh to patter from chumas and meisus. He says he has a raya. The Gemara brings a raya that challah is that hektish is parted from challah Because the Risei Seichem, V'lei Risei Sektish. Agzeris HaKasim. Why don't you have a better raya? Every mincha, and I think he means not a mincha selus, I think he means every mincha which was baked, like a mincha smafetan or a mincha smacheshes, a mincha smachvas. So if you're going to say that hektish is chayiv in chala, gilgul hektish is chayiv in chala, so every mincha should be tevel, every mincha should have a problem mashki shol, and you can't take off maisa because then you're going to lose part of the yisarin. You need the yisarin shlema, it'll be like yisarin shechosim and kmitzel akhtara. So every time you megalgal the mincha before the kmitza, typically that it's tevil. You didn't take off chala. Elamai, even on the tzad that Isis Hektish is chayiv in chala, that's only after you paid it. But kol zman is hektish, you don't need a pasuk saying it's potter from chala, it's partially it's potter from chala. So that would answer Taisis Kash. It wouldn't be a problem mashki is shol, because the part that you're not paid the, that wouldn't have a shame tevil b'chlal. That's the Kainari's teretz. So Hasemah says another teretz. Hasemah says that could be Aymid is no din of Mashki Yisrael, because anyway, an Aymir is the Chadash. Until they bring the Aymir, Chadash is Asur. So an Aymir is Chadash. So anyway, it should be a problem of Mashki Yisrael. So it clears to say, he says, Tzarech Iyin Ladina, if you have an Aymir, which Tam is Asur, for a different reason, like we're saying, it's tevil, it wouldn't be shy of such a thing because it's not mashki, the emiruch hektish is a mechayiv. But for whatever reason you have that a oimu would be asa ba'achila, is there a problem mashki shol? Kumin is a bahachi chayiv rachmana, and oimu is chadash, so anyway you can't eat the oimu. So he claimed that tzarechi in ladina, maybe there's no problem mashki shol by oimu, because anyway the Torah is mat in the mitzvah is chadash by oimu. So the emes is, there's a machloek as you showed him about this, because what he said was Mamisha Taisus a little bit later in that Pedalon and Aleph, that he brings that according to the Man Yomis, Svichim are Aser. How do you bring an Omer on Shemitah? If Svichim, things that grow themselves are Aser, how do you bring an Omer on Shemitah? So he says, because anyway an Omer is not Mashki Shol, Mamisha Svas Emes is Cheshim, because it's Chadash. So it's Mitzvah Sebekach, they don't need Mashki Shol by an Omer. So there's a Taisus later which says Mamisha Shtikl, but this Taisus obviously holds like what the Chedushim of Michasin L'Rashba say in the Fehman Aleph, and Taisin Haman Beis is also Mashman that way. That there's no Chesaron of Mashki Yisrael by Omer, it's, even though it's Chadash, because the Heter comes of Asachas. That since Chadash becomes Mudra Idei that Kravis Omer, so even though at the time that you're being Makriv, it's Asr, but the Pshat is that Krav and the Heter come of Asachas. So Mel, it's not cool that you're being Makriv something which is Asr to eat. This goof is being Matir to eat. So akravasev akterasev, the hatterasev akravasev is born kechot. So lefize even aymen is mashki yisrael. The fact that it's chadash is not a problem because it itself is matter itself. So it's born kechot, but other problems would be a problem mashki yisrael. So that's why Taz asks the kasha that if you hold meruach hektish, it doesn't patter, so it should be a problem mashki yisrael.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.